The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of anyone else associated with this radio station. You are listening to Free Radio Olympia in Olympia, Washington. It's November 8th. This is the Thunderbolt. We're going to get right to it. Welcome to the Thunderbolt, your source for all the news that is fit to suppress. We cover the world so that we can recover our world. You know, once when a friend of mine told me that she did not have a Facebook account,
white boy,
I asked if she didn't have a Facebook account.
Only 6'9".
Then how could she prove to anyone that she actually existed? It is getting to the point wherein that is almost no longer a joke. And Facecrack has just admitted to deleting Facebook accounts at the direction of the American and the Israeli governments. Tweets are now censored as well. If you're on Twitter, you can probably say you think we should nuke North Korea and almost certainly have no problem. But if you were to say Muslims should stand up to Western imperialism, then your account would very likely be deleted. Now, Facebook is the best method I know of to let a lot of people know about something really quickly. And since I don't have the time or the money to maintain my own website, Facebook provides a great place to promote my radio show and my newsletter. So these days, I never use Facebook to share any personal information of any kind, except occasionally in private messages. And even then, I encourage my correspondent to switch to phone or to email for future communications. If anyone knows of other methods for quickly spreading information, I am definitely open to alternatives to Facecrack. It is especially important that we remain in communication these days, because we are also the victims of a systemic 40-year dumb-down of the American public. Have you ever wondered why the United States has the best education system in the world for rich kids, but our public schools rank at or near the bottom of all industrialized nations in nearly every category? American public school children totally suck at math and science, for instance. And with but few exceptions, this is not the fault of the teachers that are involved. Yes, the great American dumb down is instituted as a result of studies that were funded by the Council on Foreign Relations back in the 1970s. In order to figure out why there was so much social unrest happening at that time. And their studies concluded that Americans were rebelling because they were, quote, too educated, and thus had, quote, too high an expectation of what they deserved out of life. Really? Such as what? Food? Shelter? Healthcare? Geez, how needy we are.
White boy.
At the center of the universe, at the border between the light and the dark.
I'm not a superhero!
Some baby that wrapped that spider nightmare, huh?
The girl!
Hell with radiation, let's go!
It's a testosterone storm.
I'm a superhero. I'm nigh invulnerable.
I'm not a superhero!
The result of this dumbing down is that a large proportion of our population now depends upon trades or skills that are about to become obsolete.
When I go for a ride until I get to the bottom and I see you
again. See you again. Do you, don't you, want me to love you? I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you.
Tell me, tell me, tell me, come on, tell me the answer. Well, you may be a lover, but you ain't no dancer. Look out now, helter skelter.
And we have
helter skelter.
Virtually no one
helter skelter
possessing the skills that are going to be vital in the near future.
Do you, don't you want me to make you?
Now, I forget the exact number, but a huge percentage of all the graduate students attending American universities these days are foreign.
Look out now, helter skelter.
When the great dumbdown first started in the late 70s, the United States,
when I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide,
was the world's leading lending nation.
I see you again.
These days,
don't you want me to love you?
We are the world's leading debtor nation.
Come on, tell me the answer. Well, you may be a lover, but you ain't no dancer.
Look out now.
Helter skelter. Helter skelter. Helter skelter.
So does anyone out there still remember the good old days with Ronald Reagan? I'm actually not kidding. With the arguable exception of Bill Clinton, every president since Reagan has been worse than the last one was. George H.W. Bush was the former head of the CIA, and he had some of the bloodiest clandestine hands in the world. Bill Clinton wasn't quite as bloody or quite as evil as H.W. was, but he did sell the Democratic Party to the bankers. He did totally trash low-income mothers, and his sentencing laws did devastate black neighborhoods throughout the land. Then George Bush came along and made imperialistic wars and war crimes acceptable to the public. Next, we had the Obamer, who, rather than prosecuting Bush for his war crimes, instead put those war crimes on steroids and himself took them to even greater heights. Now the rump has removed even the few token restrictions that the Obamer had put on American military and intelligence services in such areas. These days, torture, mass murder of civilians by remote-controlled flying robot, clandestine funding of mass murdering warlords, and night raids that are based upon highly questionable information, wherein everyone in a certain household, or everyone in a given compound, is killed. In every one of these areas, the rump is proving to be far worse even than Obama was. And I suspect that what is upsetting a lot of these elites is the fact that the rump is simply being more honest about all of this than any of his predecessors ever were. The elites are freaking out because the rump is showing their true faces to the public. After all, they spend a great deal of money and influence to keep that face completely hidden from public view. And as far as how far we have drifted over recent decades, consider this. Richard Nixon, who founded the EPA, who founded OSHA, who tried to provide health care for all, and who seriously pushed a guaranteed income for all. Yes, the same Richard Nixon who took the first small steps toward affirmative action and integration. Well, these days, Richard Nixon would be considered to be a flaming liberal. So, on to another subject now. Do you remember a few years back when a small army of FBI agents invaded Olympia and began terrorizing locals, seeking information about some people that had broken some windows at a protest up in Seattle? Well, that was just a small part of a massive nationwide dragnet. They actually sent local agents all the way to the East Coast to question family members of people they suspected of being involved. They locked up three local Olympia activists for several months without any charges, simply because these activists refused to answer their questions or to cooperate with their federal witch hunt. So tell me, do you really think that they did all of this over a few broken windows? And that was under Obama. In this area also, the rump is proving to be even worse. Anyway, I just listened to a clip of a federal law enforcement official stating that he had watched hundreds of hours of video over and over and over, and he was not the only cop that was doing this, all in an attempt to prosecute protesters that had been at the rump's inauguration in Washington, D.C. Now, at that inauguration, the police tear gassed, pepper sprayed, and beat protesters with abandon, and then they conducted mass arrests, wherein they simply heckled and arrested everyone in the area. Now, this included medics, journalists, and even innocent bystanders that had not been associated with the protest. And then they charged hundreds of these protesters with serious felonies, many of which carried possible 60-year prison sentences.
Covering squad, hold. Someone's alive.
We have known your planet Earth.
I'm not a superhero!
Out of the primeval slime of your seas to become man.
And I cannot even make a guess as to how many millions of dollars they spend for how many thousands of hours of labor that went into this effort. They went to these extraordinary lengths because some of the protesters at the Rump's inauguration had broken some windows.
I want a whole lot of love.
And I say,
I want a whole lot of love. I want a whole lot of love.
Oh, you've been flirting.
The feds admitted,
and baby, I've been loving,
that they had no idea who actually broke the windows.
Away, way down hills.
They are instead using their infamous conspiracy theory. Now, a major portion
of
all federal prosecutions these days are for conspiracy. Because they can convict you for conspiracy without any evidence. Since you don't even need to actually commit any crime to be convicted of conspiracy. You merely need to conspire with someone else to commit a crime. And you are guilty of conspiracy even if the crime is never actually committed. And as for digging up other conspirators to testify against you, the feds hand out 10 and 20 year prison sentences like nothing. And the only way to significantly reduce a federal sentence is to do what they call cooperate with law enforcement, and what I call selling your soul to the devil. And as a result of this situation, every federal prosecutor always has a large stable full of potential snitches that are more than eager to say anything that they think the prosecutor may want to hear. And that is the big secret behind the feds' 97% conviction rate.
He wants a whole lot of love.
And when you know about the feds' draconian sentences,
way, way down inside,
and when you know about their 97% conviction rate, then you know that being indicted by the feds is absolutely no laughing matter. Even if you are one of the 3% who aren't convicted, your entire life will be turned upside down, and you will probably be financially wiped out as well. Since the feds are also famous for seriously harassing and threatening friends and co-workers, and since they often threaten custody of your children, then all of these relationships are very likely to suffer serious strain as well.
Is this a place where that launch went off, or that Cape Canaveral?
Yeah, man, I had launch. I had bacon lettuce.
I guess this is the feds' version of the broken window theory.
I'm not a superhero.
I'm Batman. You see it in the
game. I just got aspirin.
You can help me save the Earth.
And now it is time to crank up the volume on the hearing aids and slap some adhesive on the dentures, because the toothless old grandpa is here to take us away. Hey, Grandpa, how are things hanging?
Well,
I've been hanging out in my hideaway with my harem of young hotties. Yes, I guess some people just know how to live. So I hear this week you're here to tell us about a modern-day witch hunt. Indeed. Well, I am one of many observers who have called the Democratic Party's accusations against the Russians for interfering in our election to be a political witch hunt, because they could not face the fact that they lost the election due to their own corruption and ineptness. To my mind, the fact that the Democrats are now accusing Jill Stein of being a witch proves that contention beyond a reasonable doubt. Since the Thunderbolt did not support Hillary Clinton, then according to the Democrats, the Thunderbolt is, ipso facto, a dupe of the Russian government. Well, I'm afraid that Vladimir has not called me in quite a while now. So evidently, I'm on my own these days. Now, I would note that the Democrats have still not produced a single piece of actual evidence that the Russians interfered in our election to any significant degree. Yeah, they found a few $100,000 that were spent on social media ads during a campaign that literally spent billions. But other than that, they have zip. Well, several times now, the media shills have breathlessly reported on such connections, only to be forced to eat crow and issue retractions immediately thereafter. Now, if you push them on their lack of evidence, the Democrats will simply say that all of the American intelligence agencies have all said that they believe that the Russians interfered in our election. Really? I have personally read and heard several Democrats say this. Gee, really? Do I actually need to point out that belief is not fact? And even disregarding weasel words, who believes a single word that the intelligence agencies, i.e. people such as James Clapper, may have to say about anything whatsoever in the first place? These people are constantly getting caught lying about nearly everything. Jeez. So here is an official Thunderbolt prediction. Since half the reporters in this country have been digging into alleged illegal Russian connections to the Trump campaign, and since thus far they've found utterly squat, and believe me, with the fountain of leaks that are constantly gushing out from Rump's White House, if there was any there, then that bear would have already been here a long time ago. Therefore, I hereby predict that the Mueller investigation is not going to find any actual evidence that the Trump campaign illegally colluded with the Russian government during the presidential campaign. And I think that Rachel Maddow should be laughed out of the media over the extreme hysteria she has displayed over this issue. But since everyone else in the media machine has also bought into this crap, then I'm pretty sure that they will continue pretending that Ms. Maddow is some sort of respected commentator rather than a partisan hack and a joke. So it isn't like the rump lacks actual issues to which he is highly vulnerable to attack. I just really wish that the Mad Owl Democrats would drop their bullshit excuses for losing to the rump and start attacking him for something that is actually real. Wow. You did it again, Grandpa. We's gonna take a quick station break. Thunderbolt be back in just a minute. The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor anyone associated with this radio station. And now, back to the Thunderbolt.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. With the economy the way it is, it's no wonder thousands of seniors are getting reverse mortgages to take control of their retirement. Here's how a reverse mortgage works. When you call the experts at Reverse Mortgage, they'll tell you how a reverse mortgage works. And that's how a reverse mortgage works.
Call now and we'll answer such questions as, why does Henry Winkler have to do ads for reverse mortgages? Didn't he save any money from Happy Days? Don't they get residuals? He also directed and produced stuff, didn't he? Where's the money from that? Didn't I read something about reverse mortgages? Something bad. What was it? You could lose your house, right?
Soon, money will fall from the sky with no consequences. And let's face it, we all need extra cash these days. All of us. Seriously. All of us need money. Badly. Hey! Sit on it!
After a homeowner dies, their heirs either give up the house or refinance it to purchase the title from the reverse mortgage company. So taking out this loan is like applying clown makeup to a dying hospice patient. This is how the banks will take whatever they haven't taken from us already. And you're going to let them do it because you are weak and old and frightened. And let's face it, you have never read a contract all the way through before signing it. You have agreed to so many things you don't understand. Why even bother fighting it now? Just give your house to the bank. Give your life's work to the top 1%. They're going to get it anyway. They are building an empire, whereas you will leave nothing behind. No trace, no legacy. Just a vague memory of a frightened old man panicking at the end and giving everything away.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
And now for something completely different.
Although they are not legally required to do so, Anytime a crime is prosecuted, the prosecutor will almost always try to prove means and motive. With the end of net neutrality, the Republicans just gave the corporate media the means to censor our information. And with the Democrats in the Senate screaming at the CEOs of all the big social media platforms about why they are not censoring the political speech that the Russians allegedly posted onto American social media. Well, the Democrats have now provided the big social media platforms with the motive to start censoring us. Oh, yeah? Well, I'll give them something to censor. They can, in fact, bite my bit. Yes, kids, back in the days of gold coins, one method of testing the credibility of a given coin was to bite it. If the coin were made of tinted lead, you would be able to leave tooth marks in it. Whereas if the coin was actual gold, then you would not. Unfortunately, you cannot buy bitcoins. But don't be a bitter biter. In this big bad land of bountiful bits of brickbats, the Thunderbolt is now going to bite that bit ourselves, since billions of bits of bitcoins are about to bite all of us in the butt. So I've been letting bitcoins sit on the back burner until more became known about them. I suspected a grassroots attempt at bypassing the banks, which I suspect might be what it originally might have been. But when it was allowed to continue without pushback from the machine, then I figured that either the machine had co-opted Bitcoin, or that they had actually started Bitcoin themselves under false pretenses. Now, the one thing that capitalists truly hate is competition. And I can only imagine that tendency is only exacerbated if that competition were coming in the form of money itself. If bitcoins were seriously competing with their fiat funny money, then I suspect that Bitcoin's virtual bits would be blasted into actual bits. Anyway, when the value of Bitcoins went through the roof, I finally became interested in enough to start digging into them, and I very quickly discovered, surprise, surprise, that the big Bitcoin thing has been appropriated, if not initially instigated, by the machine in order to start training us to accept the cashless society that they plan to impose upon us sometime in the near future. But not only that, as usual, when you start swimming in a cesspool, you find that many of the turds have secret connection with many of the other turds that are hidden beneath the slimy surface, and you must filter out a lot of extraneous crap in order to get to the true shite. And it turns out that the Bitcoin thing also ties into the smart grid thing, which ties into big oil, which ties into the New World Order, which ties into pretty much everything else. And I discovered that the smart grid thing is actually much bigger and much more dangerous than even I was recently speculating. Amongst other things, those assholes not only want to install a smart grid that covers the whole damned planet, but they have already constructed a great deal of the infrastructure to do just that without much of anyone knowing anything about it. Yes, kids, it's one computer to rule them all. One computer to find them. And one computer to bring them all and in the halogen bind them. And even now, as the word is starting to get out, and as people are starting to unravel their evil plot, virtually no one understands what all of it actually means, because everything is tied into everything else, and most of what they present to us is deceptions within lies hidden behind bullshit. So I will defer to the wisdom of John D. Rockefeller to highlight the one thing that you need to know about their vaunted smart grid. When you control the energy, you control the world. So back in 2009, when world leaders everywhere were throwing around stimulus funny money like hotcakes at a Sunday breakfast, most of the industrialized countries on the entire planet, including the United States, the European Union, China, Japan, South Korea, and India, all of these countries spent a good deal of that stimulus money constructing smart grid infrastructure. Yes, kids, they've been working on this for a long time already. The one computer to rule us all may nearly be here already. That is, if it isn't here already. Anyway, this little inquest is now turned into a thoroughly fascinating line of inquiry, but it is also turned into a much bigger project than I originally anticipated, and I'm out of time for this week's show. I suspect that I will have much more on all of this sometime in the near future, but in the meanwhile, it's time to get to work now, kids. And thus ends part one of The Thunderbolt, Why You Should Be Upset. Next comes part two, What Can Be Done About It? Across Cascadia, the masses are arising in response to
the Olympia Action Alert!
For the week of November 9th through November 15th, 2019. All right, it's time to get out your pen or your tablet or your photographic memory or whatever you use to record information, because it's time for the calendar. Our first event is later this morning, Saturday, November 9th. It's the Olympia Action Workshop, Climate Change and Environmental Justice. This will be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the South Puget Sound Community College Lacey Campus, which is 4220 6th Avenue Southeast in Lacey. This event was organized by the League of Women Voters of Washington, and this is their message. Climate change and environmental justice. It's time for action. How do you want to make your voice heard in Olympia in the 2020 legislative session? Action workshops include speaker and panel presentations, issue breakout sessions, and lunch. Glad they have their priorities straight. In addition, lunch and all materials are included in the registration fee. Registration and networking begin at 9 a.m. The event begins at 9:30. So anyway, this is the Olympia Action Workshop, Climate Change and Environmental Justice, Saturday, November 9th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the South Puget Sound Community College, Lacey Campus, 4220 6th Avenue Southeast in Lacey. Then, a little later on Saturday, November 9th, it's Noche de Gala. It's probably gala in Spanish, but whatever. 5 to 10:30 p.m. at 1601 North Street Southeast. That sounds confusing, but the name of the street is North, and it's Southeast North Street. So this event was organized by Cielo, and this is their message. People will be joining us for Noche de Gala, a celebration of cultures. Noche de Gala is Cielo's annual gala fundraiser. Our 2019 event will feature the Brazilian jazz music of the Anjali Silva Quarteto, followed by a gourmet dinner with food from several Latinx cultures, dessert dash, a no-host bar, an inspiring program, and dancing with DJ Yambu playing Latin music. It will be an evening that you will never forget. The only contact information I have is a Facebook event. So again, this is Noche de Gala, Saturday, November 9th, 5 to 10:30 p.m. at 1601 North Street Southeast. Also on Saturday, November 9th, it's the Stonewall Youth's Masquerade of the Mystique. This will be from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Hands-On Children's Museum. That's at 414 Jefferson Street, Northeast. I got this message through Bryn. People will be taking a night, treating themselves and their families and their friends to an enchanting night of music, dance, art, and performance at this fall's premier event, Masquerade of the Mystique. November 9th is your opportunity to go all out and get all dressed up. Whatever that means to you, come as you are or as how you'd like to be. The venue is Olympia's own Hands-On Children's Museum, and many of their amenities and activities will be available. Professional child care will be provided, so no babysitter is needed. Come out for an enchanted evening to support Stonewall Youth an LGBTQ plus nonprofit located in downtown Olympia, as we are raising funds to make our building completely ADA accessible. Tickets are available at stonewallyouth.brownpapertickets.com. And there's a Facebook event for this event. So again, this is Stonewall Youth's Masquerade of the Mystique, Saturday, November 9th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Hands-On Children's Museum, 414 Jefferson Street Northeast. Yes. And now we go to Sunday, November 10th. It's the Sunrise Olympia Monthly Meeting. This is from 2 to 4 p.m. at 119 Washington Street Northeast. This event was organized by Randy Coven, and this is her message. People will be joining local climate activists for one or two monthly general meetings, the fourth Tuesday of the month from 6 to 8 p.m. and or the second Sunday of the month from 2 to 4 p.m. It's time for climate action. So again, this is the Sunrise Olympia Monthly Meetings, Sunday, November 10th, from 2 to 4 p.m. at 119 Washington Street Northeast. And now we go to Monday, November 11th. We have U.S. Interventions in the 21st Century. This will be from 7 to 9 p.m. at Traditions Cafe, 300 Fifth Avenue Southwest. And I got this message from Larry. This will be a forum on U.S. intervention in the 21st century. The Olympia Anti-Intervention Coalition will present a forum and discussion about U.S. foreign policy, especially as it has evolved before and into the Trump era. We will take a look at the concept of endless wars. More than just an examination of imperial policies, we will explore the prospects for peace and what citizens can do, especially those who reside in the Olympia area. The second part of the forum will organize the formation of the Olympia Anti-Intervention Coalition and plan our first actual meeting Monday, November 9th at 7 p.m. at 115 Legion Southwest. For further information, you can contact Larry Mosqueda, and that's lmosqueda@comcast.net. Mosqueda is spelled M-O-S-Q-U-E-D-A. Or you can contact Peter Bomer, and he's at peterbomer@gmail.com. And Bomer is spelled B-O-H-M-E-R. So again, this is U.S. Interventions in the 21st Century, Monday, November 11th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at Traditions Cafe, 300 Fifth Avenue Southwest. All right, moving right along here. Next event, Wednesday, November 13th. It's the Jacobin Reading Group. This will be from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Orca Books, 509 4th Avenue East. This event was organized by the Olympia Democratic Socialists of America, and this is their message. Ole DSA hosts a Jacobin reading group that meets on the second Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m. at Orca Books. We generally discuss three or four short articles of interest to socialists published primarily, though not exclusively, in Jacobin. You can contact us at jacobin@oledsa.com. Jacobin is spelled J-A-C-O-B-I-N. So this is the Jacobin Reading Group, Wednesday, November 13th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Orca Books, 509 4th Avenue East. And finally, we come to Friday, November 15th. It's time to shut down the ICE profiteers. We're protesting Prudential and BlackRock. An Olympia carpool meets at 11 a.m. at the West Olympia Grocery Outlet, and that's at 2100 Harrison Avenue Northeast. The action itself will be from 2 to 5 p.m. at 4th and Pine Streets in downtown Seattle. This event was organized by the Olympia Assembly, and this is their message. This protest will target the Seattle offices of Prudential Financial and BlackRock Incorporated, two financial firms invested in immigrant detention centers operated by Geo Group and CoreCivic. This action is part of the broader Shut Down ICE Profiteers campaign that helped force divestments from multiple banks like Bank of America and BNP Paribas. So again, this is Shut Down the ICE Profiteers, Friday, November 15th. The Olympia Carpool meets at 11 a.m. at the West Olympia Grocery Outlet, 2100 Harrison Avenue, Northeast. And that's it for the calendar this week, and that's it for the Thunderbolt. You should send some money to KAOS if you can, and you can do that by going to kaosradio.org and Free Radio Olympia if you can, though I'm not sure how to do that, but I'm sure there is some way to do that. So both of them are worth figuring out how to do that and doing that, though, because this is the real deal and you're not going to get it anywhere else. So I'll leave you with this. Baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors
burst. Make them go Hello, welcome to my podcast. I'm Jekka, and this is Pretty Girls Are People Too. That's right, I said it. I'm a pretty girl. I like dresses, I wear makeup, I had surgery to get the perfect double D's, and I haven't eaten solid food since 2008 because if I didn't have thigh gap, I'd die. But I'm just living my life, entering beauty pageants, then being mad when construction workers wolf whistle at me. Is it my fault that my being really pretty distracts you? Actually, nope. It's totally not. Grow up. Join me after the break when we discuss the important question. Am I too pretty to play volleyball? Don't get it twisted, get it twisted.
This my shit. Yep. Tune in next week to find out. In the meanwhile, peace. The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors, their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way, is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt. Nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to dana98501@gmail.com. And we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day. And a quick note here. The Thunderbolt is on Facebook, where you can find links to the show and to the show notes. Or you can go to radioforall.net. That's radio4all.net. Where you can also find the show notes, as well as a year's worth of downloadable episodes of the Thunderbolt.
Thank you very much.